we've been discussing different subtopics within Shemitah, and since we only have a few shiurim left, and we want to leave at least maybe the last two shiurim on inyanim of Shemitah's Kesafim and Prusbul, so I thought that because we can't really do the topics so thoroughly as in the individual topics, we can at least do the following. The Ramban in Parshas Bahar has a lot to say about different aspects of Shemitah. So we'll at least learn the Rambans, and then from that we'll at least have a lay of the land and we'll know some of the issues through the Ramban. And obviously he's going to tell you his take on it, but he'll allude to other pshatim and other shitas, and this way we'll at least we'll know what we're talking about intelligently. So we're not really taking the topics within their own individual context. So we'll see, for example, the Hemshech to what we did last time in Shir. Last time we devoted the Shir to the question of Shamur and the Pasuk Esfech Sechel Osiksor. We started the Ramban already on that. We didn't complete it. That Ramban goes on to discuss Svichin, which we touched on, and the whole question of whether Shamur is Asur or not. That's a Shita of Rabbi Yotam, as we saw. Also different shitas that he held, different ideas of what is the status of Shamur. There's certain xeris that they said not to give Paris to an Amma Aretz or money of Shemitah to Amma Aretz, because the money takes on the status of the Paris, and he's not going to treat it the way he should in terms of being limited in what you can use it for. And then the other Ramban is about Biur, and Biur is again its own topic, but at least we'll get a little bit on it from the Ramban, and Otsa Beisnik gets mentioned. So we'll at least have, you know, the idea of different topics that if we had time, we could each spend a separate share each of those topics, at least one share. And it also is a hashlama to the first Ramban that we did in before Shavuos, the Derech Parshanut, exactly what these psukim are doing here in Parshas Bahar at the end of Sefer Vayikra. So at least we'll have like the first three or so Rambans in Bahar having gone through it together. Okay, with that introduction, so what I'll do is, that will be today. Whatever we do in the Ramban, hopefully we can finish the Ramban, the two Rambans, two long Rambans. Tomorrow I'll do a separate topic on the question of being mafkid the Paris. Ramban's going to touch on it, but we'll try to discuss it more in detail, some aspects of what that means, what is the Torah telling us to do, and what flows from that is the Ptuk Trumas HaMaisris. Do you actually have to be mafkirit, or does it happen by itself? That will be for tomorrow, and then we'll try to leave the last couple of shiurim on Inyan HaShemitah Kesafim and Prusbul. Okay? So we started the Ramban on Sfech Sirchel Siksor, and we'll lift off in the middle. I'd like to pick up from where it is, where he says, the Achshav Asher Lefarish. Okay, so this is two lines from Yor Tzuris Adaf, from the Torah Chaim Chumash. The Achshav Asher Lefarish HaBraisos. Okay, so the first thing what he did was, he learned Pshat in the Pasuk itself. Sviach Kitzircha in Venizirecha. Just to remind everybody, the Ramban wants to see the two phrases as parallel to each other. One is a sada, one is a kerem. The idea is the same. You've not worked the land, you haven't tended to the kerem. So it has this name called Invenizirecha, and the Isser has to do with the Malachis of Kitzira, the Malachis of Betzira. The shir that we had last time was, what is the nature of the Isser Kitzira Betzira? Is it a nature of Isser Mitzad Avodas Karka? Is it an Isser Mitzad acting as a Bailim? And maybe there's an overlap. Okay. Now, the Achshav, says the Ramban, Ashav Lefarish, HaBraisus HaShnuas B'Torahs Kohanim B'Nyan Zeh. There are many Braisus B'Torahs Kohanim. I'm going to try to address them. So you're going to go from one to the other. And the reason why I want to comment on this is because Lefisha Ein Matos, they're misleading. So he starts with one. Shanu Sham, the Pasuk. Now this is a Pasuk later in the Parsha, that you're going to complain, Manocha Bashana Shvius. What are we going to eat? Hein Lo Nizra. We're not allowed to plant. We will nestle to a Seinu. We can't gather our produce. So the comment is the Torah's Kohanim is as follows. Hein Lo Nizra, but it's to a Seinu. In the Ein Zorin, Ma'osvin, obvious question. What are you saying? Hey, Lo-Nizra, two things. Lo-Nizra, Lo-Nesof. It's Lo-Nizra, obviously Lo-Nesof. There's nothing to plant. If you're not planting, nothing is growing. Amar Rabbi Akiva. L'kan samcho svichim shem esurim b'shvias. Here we see from that svichim is asr. Svichim means what grows by itself, even though you didn't plant it. But Rabbi Akiva says, that's exactly the point. Hein lo nizra, so we don't plant. And whatever happens to grow by itself, we also can't bring in. So that means svichin, according to B'Kiva, is aser min ha Torah. That's not how we hold. That's a B'Kiva shita. Now, that is the drasha of Rabbi Akiva. The yesh del zubik gemar perik makom shenagu, and there's a little bit of sugyas and shvias in the fourth perik in Tzachim. Now the katani b'toras kehane b'chamim omim, they disagree. Ein svichin asurim midibei Torah el midibei sofrim. That is to say, there's no issur d'oraisa svichin. When the Torah says v'haisa shabbos ha'aretz lachem le'achla, it doesn't just mean for the tree. It also means svichin. You know, if you didn't plant, and whatever ends up being there anyway is mutar midaraisa. So, what do you do with the pasuk of the Akiva? Im kein lama nemar hengo nidvon esof? The following idea. Amrit lanu al tizru. You told us we can't plant, we can't sow. Vizorea. Ma anu osvin. What are we going to gather? Meaning, we're not going to be able to hold on to it. Ve'im nachlisin lekiyum. We can't keep it indefinitely by us, because this is going to take us to the inyan called biur. That's the next Ramban that we get to more specifics. Amrat lanu biaruhu. Manu ochmen abir ve'elach adkan. In other words, biur, this is going to be the gear for Shana Shminas. So that's a really, Shvius is not over. We'll get to Rosh Hashanah, Tavshin Pei Gimel. There's still a lot to talk about, you know, the Shvius, because the status of Shpita fruit and the halachas of how you treat it continue. And also the zman of beer. Beer means that you have only a certain amount of time that you can just eat it as part of what you have in your kitchen. What happens at that point, that's the shayla exactly what beer means, but clearly you can't continue doing what you're doing until now. So that's the pshat according to the Chachamim. Svichin amutter min haTorah. However, the pshat, the pasuk is hengo nisra v'lo nesof, meaning that what we're going to be gathering in from what grew by itself, because svichin ara, our mutter, right? Peres, so are svichin mutter, but this is man beer, and man beer makes it usher at that point. Okay. Stama, just happened to see on Shabbos an interesting ha'ara, which I was machabe into. There's a famous Shitas HaTaz, called a Taz HaYadua. He says it in a few places, and people are mefalbu with it. The Taz says, and there's mashmos and toasts a few places to this idea without saying it exactly how the Taz says it, that something the Torah is matir b'feirush, the Chachamim are not going to make gzeira on Nisim Rabbanan. You've heard this Taz before?
The
Taz Hayadua. So I happen to be in the shul that the Rav is his son, so they have all the Rav's Kohen Sefer. So I had this Shaila. Why, when I was going to Shvi'it months ago, if the Torah says, v'haisa shabbos ha'aretz lachem le'achla, which according to Chachamim means not just the tree, the fruit of the tree, which is memeila growing, that's for you to eat, but also tzichin, whatever grows by itself is all. So the Torah Mefurish said that it's, the Torah said Mefurish that it's mutter to eat. So how could there be a gzeir mit Rabbanan? The Chachamim made a gzeir tzichin because, which Rabbanan's going to say soon, because a person might plant and say with tzichin. But Chachamim not going to make a gzeira against something that's Mefurish in the Torah. That's mutter. So I was clearing, maybe, could be a couple of things. Could be that the Taz rule is only true if there isn't going to be any ask to what the pasuk is saying that is true. In other words, here it could be going on the fruit, not on the svichin. So it's not considered like Yimamishko. If they would say you can't take a shofar Rosh Hashanah, period, because he might carry it, even on a weekday, so that's the Torah says he's supposed to blow a shofar, right? Now, the Torah didn't say specifically you blow on Shabbos, but the Torah says you blow, includes Shabbos, but Chum said Shabbos, no. Here, the Torah said, it shall be, the Shabbos ha'aretz shall be for you to eat. The Shabbos ha'aretz means fruit and svichin. But even if there's a gzeiras svichin, you still have the fulfillment of the pasuk. So maybe that's one thought. Another possibility is that since you have an asmachta to svichin, that you can take from the pasuk, sich, sich, or sich, or mikans, samchus, svichin, the Torah. So if you have a smach, an asmachta, so maybe that's good enough that the Chum could make a gzeira, and someone would say that in the text. Anyway, he doesn't give a good answer.
I think he brings down the smachfalon.
Yeah, but on this particular kasha, I didn't see a correct answer. He leaves a tzarachian. He has it by Aleph Beis in that taz, by Taz HaYadua. All kinds of inyanim that are relevant to that taz. And he has in Sabach, Svich HaShvius, It's a paragraph. I don't think he gives a clever answer.
He hasn't written down the because in Hafgam he talks about the Svachta.
I know. So yeah, I just saw quickly, but it sounded like he didn't have a good answer. This was an interesting question that I had. Chora, if the Torah says Shabbos Arzachan Lach, including Sichin, how could it be exempt? But Maisa, that's what it is. Okay, so Rabbi Akiva says Asmida Raisa, and that's the Pasuk Hengo Nizvah and Esof. And the Chum learned the Pasuk differently, and they hold Sichin is not Asmida Raisa. Back in the Ramban, Ein is the Sfichin El Medivayim, Kol Meshigazu Behen Lo Asim Legarmi Mishim Chshad, Shelo Yizvu V'yom Sfichin Him. What's the Chshash? The people are going to plant and then say it's Sfichin. Kacham Yishami. And therefore, because the whole reason it's us is because of a technical Chshash, the person might plant, there are going to be exceptions. Because in those cases, you're not normally going to be planting. So he gives examples from the Yishami, Yom Avyanei, Kol Sfichin Asurim Chutz. In the Olim b'stei bor b'stei nir b'sade kerem, as follows: b'sade zera. Sade bor means it's totally left, not planted. That's the field. The field is just not planted. The lomashkacha, he's not paying attention to it. He doesn't want to plant. So, if it happens to be svichin in that field, there's no zera because he's not going to plant and say he doesn't plant that field, right? Sade nir means he already plowed it. He wants to prepare his sadeh, so he wants it. He's going to be plowing everything out anyway. He's going to take everything out. Sadeh kerem, if it's a vineyard, so then you're not going to want to have anything growing there because it makes kilaya kerem shelo es karmel. So in all these cases, he would not. The gzera doesn't have a reason. There would be no reason why he would be zareya, and therefore there's no gzera svichin. There's no reason to ask a svichin. So the Zera, the fourth case, she enters the Kiyuma. Because the Asavim ruin it, so he doesn't want to have it. Okay, whatever the reasons, the details, but he doesn't want to have things growing. Okay, Umin Machlokes Hazer, Shana Shem Torahs Kohanim. This is all the Rabban addressing Torahs Kohanim. Esfiach Sicho Siksor, Mikan, Samcho Sichin Shirin Asum Beshvius. So this comment says the Rabban is going Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. Mikan samchuna. Maybe I could have said lulei the Ramban that it's asnachta. It goes with the chachamim, and then that would taka be the answer to the kasha. If you hold that, if you have an asnachta, you can make exera. The Ramban, for whatever reason, didn't want to learn that mikan samchu. That comment to Torah Kohanim means to the chachamim, but mikan samchu means a mocker, and that's Rabbi Akiva. Shana mishnah samkira b'kiva dilo sixer klal. In other words, not the way we're learning tuna, the sixer in a manner of kederach hakotzvim. But otherwise, it's mutter. No, we're going on specific. It's fiach tzircha, which is aser al svichin midaraisa. Ava kedich hachamim, what does it mean? Shelo sasa, osim katzel atzmacha. Don't make it katzel for yourself. Lo tasa basa batzel atzmacha. Elo nahog ben minik hefke. And also, v'chein lo nesav es tu asenu. We can't gather in our tfuah. Shelo nesav abateinu peris ha'ilan v'as svichin. In other words, we can't keep it for ourselves. If kiram, what they're complaining about is that we're not going to be able to sustain ourselves with having to constantly be bringing it out for everybody. We want to have more for ourselves and not to have to share it with everybody. And beer is going to make it completely not that we can't keep it. So that's why the time is hang on nizra b'lonesav. So we have Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi the Chachamim, Rabbi Kiva shita svichim in the rice, and the Chachamim svichim in the rabbana. Now, another important yesod about Svichin is coming now, and this is going to be the Shita of Sarash as well, we're about to read in the Ramban. Hasvichin ha'elu ha'asurim. The Ramban says like this, that which Svichin is asur, mid Rabbanah for the Chachamim. Heim ha'gdeirim b'zman le'isr. It means that they grew during Shvius. That's when they got their growth. What does that mean? What level growth to define it as tefuah of Shvius? The tefuah kol should be a shlish b'shvius. By grain, it's that it got to the third of its maturation during Shvius. V'chein ha'irakos kol should samchu b'shvius, because irakos are also svichin. Anything that grew, sprouted during Shvius, asum na tov debi akiva, debi chachamim, asum debi sofer. Except chutz min ha'olam osan sadus shizkir b'yusham b'shekasav no'mal. Those exceptional four cases. But, says the Ramban, listen carefully. Abba ha'irakos did samchu b'shishis. They were tzomeach during shishis, but the nilkitu b'shvius, but you pluck them during shvius, are they svichin or are they not svichin? The Ramban is now telling us that's not svichin. Yesh bem kedushim. So that is a regular, permitted food with Kedusha Shvi'is. Why is that Kedusha Shvi'is? I agree during Shishis. Because by Yerakos, the din is, unlike Peros, you assign the year based on the certain level of growth, Hanata. Whereas Yerakos are Basilikita. See, here you have the status of Kedusha Shvi'is because it was Shvi'is, but they're not Tzvichen because the Tzvicha was in Shishis. Have I rocket snow shishes nukta bishvias? Yes, Mishvias, Chodinah, lehefsit, that you can't ruin it, can sugya in its own right, or karbanos, that means that you can't use it, you can't buy from Dmei Shvias certain karbanos that you owe. Bulaschora, another iser, that you can't do business with it. Ulabir, that is a dinas manabir. Even though Babisha Godlu Gami Bashishis. So why are they considered Kedusha Shvi'is? Nishanu Hochen Achalakita B'Yerek, being a Meiser, that's considered the year Meiser's function of the year that you plucked it, not when it grew, being a Shvi'is. Avo, Ein Behem B'Shem Svichim, why? She'enem Svichim Shvi'is, Shere B'Shishe Samchum. And now you add, but let's say they did a little bit of additional growth during Shvi'is. Did that matter? So this is where the Rambam is cholik, what he's going to say right now. V'afilu Hosifu B'Shvi'is, Ein Behem Din Shvi'is. It didn't svichim. So this is a kshayla even today. Very no gerem ma'isa. If you had the beginning of Shvi'is, I was in Eretz Yisrael in January. So in January, fruit wasn't available. The fruit was all shishis fruit. So that there was negeya. But I was in a house, and someone brought over to the house a plate of tomatoes and pepper and cucumbers, and it had a big sign on top of the plate, Kedusha Shvi'is. So in the Ikra Din, we hold like the Ramban. So they're right. But there'd be people who are machmir. They wouldn't eat it because they called svichen. Now, what does it mean to Kedusha Shvi'is? Because it means it was growing the ikar in shishis, and it was collected, it was nilkat during Shvi'is, and you hold like this Rash and the Ramban, that's not called svichen. Even though it was hosted somewhat in Shvi'is. But if you hold like the Rambam, if machmir like the Rambam, you wouldn't touch that even. Because you'd treat that as svichen as well. But the Ramban has a raya. Because there are a number of Mishnayos and Shvi'is that talk about situations of Yerek that's being eaten. Ubehem Shaninus, these types of cases that they Tzamchu B'Shishis, that we have in Mishnah that says, Omer Lupo Helech Yisrael Kotu Yerek Hayom. So it's talking about whether it's considered Schora. So depending on the way that you phrase the language, when you say, take this money and get me a Yerek. So does the Isra now take on the Shvi'is? Depends on what the particular way you phrased it. But meanwhile, that's the din itself in the Mishnah. But meanwhile, what is it mashma in the Mishnah that you're taking a yerek to eat? V'chein shanin, another example. Lo yehi look at yerakos yibo moch b'shuk. Again, the way that it's considered schora when it's not schora. So you now take a lot of yerakos and sell it in a big public area. Avlokid hu b'no moch al yad. You can take it and just have you and your son sell it. It's not as public and it's run in a different, more low key way, informal way. That's not called schora. Meanwhile, we're talking about Yerakos. Forget about Schora, it's Frichen. The answer is, these are the cases. We're talking about Yerakos that grew during Shishis, that would have Kedusha Shvi'is, and that's the question of whether it's Schora or it's not Schora. With Nanami, another example, in the Mishnah, all Mishnayis and Shvi'is. Again, you see why the Rabban is giving you the overview. I mean, we're not learning the Mishnayis, but he's giving you his Shita. HaPegam, Bar Yabuzin, these different types of plants. Mekor Masnisin, the whole Mishnah there. Ad Benikhin, Mekor Mishvi'is. You can purchase it from anybody. She'en kayutzav en nishmar, because it's not considered to be that this thing would have come possibly from a field. No, Zanam Ma'aretz could have taken it from a field that's shamur. Now, if it's shamur, it could be it's usher completely. That's not the Rabban Shita. But it could be that there's a gzeira not to buy shamur, because you're machazik yudeo v'yavera. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. The Rabban is going to learn that that's the issue. There's an iser to support the purchase of something, not that you asked to eat it, but you're not gonna, you're boycotting it. You're boycotting what could be shomer. So those things, the chazak is it came from a hefker field. Okay, it includes irakos. So forget about the issue of shomer, that it's not shomer, it's svichen. Again, that's the Ramban's raya. Now the Ramban says there are those who deflect the raya. That would be the Rambam's way. The yesh omnim she'elon is karm bekokayotzi b'zeh. All these examples she end up in edim with zoron. It's coming in a place where we're not planting. These things are not generally planted. Therefore, the only mitzvah for those things which are which are naturally, you cultivate and you plant it. But these particular things, they were not, and then the yarek in the other case, it would have to be such a yarek, and these cases are also cases like that. Okay, v'chein ne'er zem enagmer yushalmi. Anyway, v'zehu inyan ha'sfichin shizkirucham chamakam. Okay, ad kan, the section of the Rabban deals with sfichin. Again, obviously, sfichin is a big topic, but we have a little bit in the Rabban on sfichin. Now, another point in the Rabban. It's going from one thing to another. V'chein min ha'torah, another issue, is that from the Torah is shelo yehi adam shomer sadeh v'nob v'nei aniyim b'shvius. A person is not allowed to close off his field from access and not let aniyim in. But field road shelo hafkeo sam shas l'kita. Even if he says, look, when I'm going to harvest them, I'll then make them available to the aniyim. No, no. You have to let them come in if they want to just pick for themselves. You can't close off your field, even if your agenda ultimately is to be able to give it to the aniyim later. This is a basic halacha midaraisa, not rabban. Daraisa. The field has to be open and available for access to anybody. He quotes a drash in the mechota. He's going to braisas mechota to his kehanim. The achu of yoni amecha. This is a pasuk in mishpatim. They shall eat. The poor shall eat. A person makes a cheshbon like this. The purpose is the Torah is telling me of shemitah. Poor people should eat it. Okay, I have my own way of doing that. Hariani machnisa mechalko. And I'll bring it into my house. They won't come and get it the way they want to get it to come and pick off my field. I feel more protective of my own space, my own turf. I will take it all, bring it in, and then I'll be mechalk, I'll be very generous, I'll give it to the name. No, Tamil Omar. Meaning you have to make it available. Magid, that means the rice, so what does it mean? Shehu potzer b'pratzos. He has to literally have breaches in his fence. It was come Shemitah, he has to puncture the fence so that they can, you might have a fence there, they can walk right in. Oh, but that already the Chum said, okay, they didn't want to make it so hard for him. That they felt that would be too hard for people. So therefore they said, you don't have to mamish make pratzos. The Hageda Shegadol Chacham, Shol Yiftsu pratzos b'tzadik, you don't have to make pirtzos. But that still means you have to put a sign up. In other words, so now they have to find the door. It's not going to be like Avram's tent. You can walk right in, but there has to be some way that you indicate. Avo lo sheyehu shom mishamis sadeh. He can't be mishamis sadeh. U'machnes haperis l'avot de v'torah. Okay, so this is, but a little bit more tomorrow's shiur is going to be about this inyan of the halacha being mafkir, the side of mafkir of Paris. But that's the din of the rice. Now, what is the status of shamur? The Rabban is going to make clear now, it's not usr, but there's a boycott. That's coming up. V'lo od, ela shegazru, shelo likach Paris min ha-mishumer, v'lo min ha-chashe b'kach. In other words, it's not an isr and a Paris, not isr and a chila, but they made a gzera, the Rabbanan. According to the Ramban, Ben Otan, it's a deraisa, right? It drash to his kehanim. Ramban doesn't accept that. But there's a din rabbanan, not the isra achila, but a boycott. Not allowed to purchase fruit min hameshumer, or from someone who's chashud that he didn't make his field available. Zel shashaninu, that's what it says in a Mishnah, in Shvius. That the nokachin mikoladim, that those things that we just mentioned, the pagum, hayabuzin, right? That was recorded before, the third Mishnah that has to do with the case of the Yerakos. So yes, he's returning to that Mishnah again. You could buy from anybody, because those things are not coming from fields that are closed off. That means to say, otherwise it'd be asa to buy. Because Rabban holds you can boycott, the Dindra Rabban to boycott things that come from fields that are shamur. B'omisach is sukkah, similar thing. The Rabban now is going to lumpshat in sukkah this way. This is another sugya of shviyas over there in sukkah. She'en mosvin to make pairs shviyas lam aret yosemot chosudas. Three sudas worth he can give him, he has to eat for the media time. But you can't give him money which has kedusha shviyas. In other words, the halacha is that the pairs shviyas, if there's any exchange with money for it, the money now takes on certain restrictions. They can only use it for certain types of use that's considered to be acceptable for Shvius. So you can't give the money because he's gonna buy things he can't buy with you. He's gonna buy Vadim and Behemoth, Kakos, whatever. You can't do that. So therefore you can't give him more than just the basic amount because that much we say he has to eat. So the money for the three sudas, he has to supply his own food. So that he'll spend the money on what he's supposed to spend it on food. But more than that, he might spend it on other things, he might do schora with it or whatever. That's only if you're purchasing, you're giving him money, let's say, for what he has, which means sounds like you know it. Okay, then you're giving it. It's mamish aser to give money for mina mishumer. V'hatam deshel kach mina mufker kolam advam shederach b'nei ad mufim mina hefker or shiyadu ashiv mina makam mufker beheter ol kach menu. So in other words, if it's from a place that's hefker or you know they came from that, then it's fine. Elishim yarbel medav. You can't give more than 3 sudas worth. Yos misudas so lebova yom chashoshin ba'amaretz shem yasa ben tzchor. So then he'll do business with it. So you can't purchase more than that amount. Aval lekeach dvarim shedakan hishamer, fil b'chatzi iser, choshen shemesh shaman. If you're going to be purchasing things which is darkan hishamer, even a small amount, lechoshesh, maybe he guarded it, v'as l'gach menu. Aval lekeach p'pruta pachat mikhatzi iser l'gazim. Less than that, they weren't gazim, l'shedach b'ni adma l'akta b'chal makam fil b'shash ne'shavua. People would gather them even the rest of the years, not just during Shviz. The Zesha Amru, this is now, what about the following? This we saw last year. The end of Yavamis, this is Tosef and Demai. Goy Shayamocha Peres Bishuk. So he's coming around, praising his fruit. Va'amma Peres Halalu Shal Arlehein, Shal Azekahein. That's the famous question. What's Azeka? Lo Makum. We don't believe him. Wa'alun Iskavin Zel Ashbiach Mekcho. He just wants to impress everybody that he has good schor. Upirish Rashi, b'shem harishonim, the parties meuzek v'gadol l'savav. He's saying it wasn't handled; it's totally protected and guarded. Go buy this fruit; it was totally secured. If you believe him, then it becomes what an iser shamur. That's how some learn. V'yishan eshvias v'mayim aminim lo hayu asalikach menu b'ishur v'sav. Rabban explains what will be the pshat. Not that will be asa to eat. Rabban has a simple pshat. Nechanami, if it's correct that it's enclosed, then the issue will be to buy it from him. Simple. Because that Rabban, that's the issue Rabbanan, to boycott. So then, maybe he's working for a Jewish, because again, he's a guy. So it's a guy, then it's not an issue. But the answer is maybe this guy is a sharecropper for a Jew. And therefore, the fruit that he's selling, if you believe him, you'd say it becomes usher to purchase that fruit because of the boycott, because this fruit might come from a Jewish field that the guy was the Arisan. Oh, Choshen Shem Mishai Salakat Umochem, maybe he got it from a Jew. Oh, Shapiris Shay Yisrael Mocha Al Yado, he's selling it for this sort of Schor issue. Oh, Shemit Kinney Salakam, the Erzalat Kerdim Dine Shvius, because of Kisel, maybe in a Hanami. The same Yisr that exists by a Jew exists by a guy. It's a whole Indian. There's a whole Machokas we'll see tomorrow about, Matbida and the Beis Yosef. What's the din of if it grows by Inakam in Eretz Yisrael? But all this is just to boycott the eating, the purchasing. In other words, it's not usher for everybody to eat it. You can't buy it from the one mishamer. That's the pshat in the Torah Kohanim's drashas. Mikana amru to einim shel shvius ein dorach kotsim b'miktsah, that the type of tool ein dorachim be'en of megas of a dorach bareva uperusha. What does all this mean? Midlog siv inim ve'hanazir lo sivsa siv nizirecha lidrosh lo tivsar. In what manner? Kederach nazir shelcha, like your own stuff. Avot tivsar samaniim kederach shein botsim. Do it like way they do it. Lomer meaning shelo yishmerim la'atzmo. Don't keep it by you. And then do what the Anim do, not to use a very big vat, but just do small amounts in a smaller thing. The Ketani Hassam, another drash test card that we saw, by Shabbos says, you can't eat from the Shamor. If it was plowed, what does all this mean? What's the connection between the case in Bishamai, which is where you work the field, and what it says that earlier is talking about what was guarded? It's two separate issues. What is Shamor? What is Nevad? What's the connection? So he's explaining here. You would say, Kim the Torah says that Shavuos is La'achla for Lo Hashamor. So with Shammai says, HaPeres Atzma Nesarin. So if something was done wrong, either it was Shamor or it was Nevad, Peres HaAsav, it's Shel Esvum Shein HaPeres Nesarin. Shelo Ba'akasav El Leser Lanu Shelo Nishmar. The Isser is, we should be Shomrin. V'yelon HaPeres Nes Shavos. And the Peres should be from Shavos. V'chein HaInyan She'amru. Now what about this Mikana Amru? that you can't, you have to process the ketanim a certain way, let's say afterwards. Is that a din deraisa? The Ramban holds it's not deraisa. Take a look. The Ramban holds that that din that you have to mishana in the way that you process the figs, ein kotsim b'te'enim b'mekseh v'eludochen av megaz, geder v'asmach m'divreim. Why? Kidei shilo yavol lidei shimor v'asifa saperes v'igiz l'osam v'naniyim. It's a way to remind you that you can't be shomer it. So this is a way to constantly keep you aware of the fact that this is, you know, this has to be available to everybody. This is what I want to accomplish. I give you a perspective in these prices. Fine. Now let's talk about the next Ramban. Now it's going to get into Biur. Okay, so now it says the food, the produce will be for you to eat. It's a rest for the land. This shvisa that I mentioned should be for you to eat. Everyone will be able to refresh themselves with it, to have food. In its day of shvisa, it produces, and that would be for you to enjoy. Or maybe the year is called the Shabbos, it's not the produce. Okay. Either way, it's the Tvuah, though. Now comes the Drasha of Rashi of the Gemara. It says, so there's a Drasha. If the Chaya, which is wild animal, undomesticated, is eating, certainly the Behemoth is eating. You have the responsibility to give the Behemoth to eat. It's a Drasha. The behemah is inside, that's your pet. The chaya is outside. When the chaya has available to eat this min in the field, then you can continue eating this min at home. However, comes this man that is kala l'chaya min hasadeh, then you have to now clear away what you have in the house. You can't have it by you anymore. This is called the din of biur. That's the source of din of biur, this pasuk. For the behemtacha, L'achaya. What does it mean? What does beer mean? Dr. Ramban. The inyano. She yechala haperis achaz man at some later point mibeso lafkiran. She does a Ramban, and most Rishonim is beer means to clear it out of your house. It was touched the word beer. Beer has different definitions. When we say beer chametz, most of us think of destroying the chametz. But the word beer can actually have another meaning. Bi'artia kodesh v'nabayis means to clear it away. Truth is, even by chametz, one can clear such an idea, because if you get it out of your rishus, maybe that's also a kiyum of tashbisu. Tashbisu is bitl, or whatever one is called, tashbisu. But biur, we say al biur chametz. That's our nusach habracha. Okay, but here, biur by shvius need not mean destroying. It's not mentioned in the Mishnah of, you know, Elohein hanisrafin, or, you know, that, yeah, but the Ramban is going to learn, like most Rishonim, that beer means that you can't have it by you anymore. Now, what happens at that point? You have to bring it out. And then what? Then this, we'll see that you can take it back. So, laf kiran. In other words, you can't have it inside your house. It has to be out there for everybody again. Behu beer shvius, shizkir chacham b'chom malka. Now, chacham talk about beer, we're going to see in a second, that it can get mixed in and asas b'kosher. What does that mean? Asaring. It's hefker, it's hefker. So we'll see about that. There might be an isad rabbanan to eat it once. If you didn't do the BOC. The ein ha'inyan, one thing is clear. Ein ha'inyan, is the fukir the Rambam. Ein ha'inyan, shiyu ha'peris achas man ha'bir asum ba'nao ba'achila. That it should become asum ba'nao ba'achila, v'yemachuyiv la'abdam, and you have to destroy it. After all, v'lo manu chacham b'mishna ha'peris shviyas lomen ha'nisraf lomen ha'gbarim. There's a list of Isuri Hanah, some which are being burned, some which are buried, Besvachal, Besnekbarin, and Arleth, and Esrafin, and so on and so forth. Doesn't mention Perish Shvius after beer. The Eino Ella, what is beer? Shud Sarach Levaram, this is going to be again, you're going to see signs next year in Eretz Yisrael, those in Eretz Yisrael, too, you're going to be in Eretz Yisrael next year. Certain pairs have Zmana beer at a particular time, and they're going to have these charts out. The beer charts. You've heard of them, right? Never? No? Now you're going to know. Let's see. You look for them. V'eino ela she'utzarach levara mirishuso lefkirim leniyim ulechal adam. What happens is, at that point, and everything has its own zman, you have to get it out of your rishus and make it a hefker faniyim and anyone else, ki'inyin bi'arti kolish min abayis. That's the lashon biur. V'chen shanino a mishnah. Ha'aniyim ochem achar biur, avlo ashim to Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says that biur makes it only mutter faniyim, not ashir. One span of beer, only aniyim can eat it. You, ashirim can't. Now, what does aniyim, what ashirim have to know? We would say poor people versus rich people. And Biden's going to take it to mean the Bayim himself versus other people. We'll see. But Yossi disagrees in any case. He says, echani vechashim, everybody can eat a beer. Pirush. Aniyim means, kol shalokdu mepiris mesodos shalachim and ahefker. Anyone who's coming to someone else's field is called aniyim. So according to the first shita, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Bayim loses his rights to eat it, la'achar bir. Only others, those of the aniyim. Ashirim means what? The ba'li sadus atzman shelokto osa mina sadus shelehem befker. In a state of hefker, until zman abir, so I'm able to eat it together with everybody else. Once beer comes, says Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, the ba'lim no one can eat it, only everybody else can eat it. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. I mean, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Now, why does Rabbi Yossi aser? Rabbi Yossi, is this aser midoraisa? Rabban learns, Rabbi Yehuda aser midivrem nechshad. Again, not the raisa. Midoraisa is still mutter for you also. But, midrabbanan achshad. Therefore, we're afraid you're not going to make it available to other people. Rabbi Yossi, matir v'locha kidvarav. Now, there's a Tosefta. Listen to this. Now, what Rabban is going to show you is, this is the famous Tosefta that's the makar for the concept called Osa Beis Din that Rabbi Chazonish wanted to adapt for us as well. But the makar is a Tosefta. It's not quoted by the Rambam. The Rabban is now out of his, going out of his way to explain the Tosefta only from one angle, because what you can see in the Tosefta is that that produce which goes under the jurisdiction of Beis Din, it's not going to be subject to some of the same restrictions that we talked about for the Bailim. For example, the halacha being kosher in a normal fashion of a Bailim is not going to apply when Beis is doing it. Because they're not acting as the Bailim. They're just taking it for everybody. Another nafkamina is the Zman HaBir will not take effect for those payers that are Bishus Otsa Beis Din. So this is the makar. This is the famous makar from the Tosefta of Otsa Beis Din. Now, what they try to do today is to create that system in place and, you know, and give it a sense of chashiva so that everyone should understand that this is the ideal way to deal with perish shvius through the system of Otzer Beis Din. But this is the makar, Veshana B'Tosefta, quoted by the Ramban. Whenever anyone discusses Otzer Beis Din, they're going to quote this Tosefta, and they often quote the Ramban who comments on it. The Ramban is doing it only from the angle of Biur, but meanwhile he's going to explain it. But Rishona, initially, HaYishluchei Beis Din Mechazam Pischei Ayoros. The Shluchei Beis Din would go around to the entrance of the cities, and they would see people coming away from the fields with their fruit that they had taken because it's hefker for them. They'd say, wait a second, they'd set up patrols. Anyone who had pears coming away from the field, so they have their bags, right? They come with their bags, and they're coming from the fields. They would say, one second here, hand it over. They confiscate everything. They would take it away from those individual people who had taken pears for what they have a right to do. The hefker based in hefker. We're in charge now. The nos negomas and shows sudos. And instead they would say, okay, you can have, maybe he took Paris for a week. You can have 3 sudos worth, go. Shkayach, bye. Okay. Bashar, everything that's left, machnis and osen of otzer shabbat, which is otzer based. They put it into a big machsan, a big storage area. Now, higiyaz man te'enim. Now it's time for the te'enim to be harvested. What's Beis Din going to do? So whatever fruit that was whatever fruit. Now to Einim. Shluchei Beis Din sochin payalim. The Shluchei Beis Din hire workers. Ba'odrin osan, they do the idur around it, and then they ba'osavosan tevela, they make fig cakes with it. So they process the figs on behalf of the Beis Din, which is going to ultimately get given out. He gets manzeisim. This manzeisim comes. Shluchei Beis Din sochin payalim, the hire workers, and moskin osan ve'otnim osan besabad. Some of the gears is not moskin. We're talking about the processing afterwards. So they're doing the pressing of the olives. The kotznos v'chavias, they put it in their barrels. Machnisin osan b'otzer shvi'ir, they put it in the otzer. So now they have the olives being processed. He gives man an oven. Now it's the season of the grapes. Shuchi beitin socha payalim. Again, the hire workers, ubot vinosam, they harvest from the trees. The dochen musim begas. Gas is with the wine presses. The konsim musim bechavis, they put in barrels. Umachnisim zozit. So now they've got a lot of stuff on their hands. It's a big supply that's now under the jurisdiction of Beis Din. Right? This is Tosefta. What did they do now with all the stuff that they had? In other words, they would send it out to people every week for people to have. So Beis Din would become the distribution center, and they would take charge of all the fruit instead of having people do their own thing. We'll see if I can explain this. Now, continues the Tosefta. Now it comes Shasabir. Igia Shasabir. Now, here's the thing. What are we talking about now? This is the paraphrase of the Mishnah we mentioned earlier. Ani mochen achabir abu ashim to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi omer, achani mech ashim ochen sa achon abir. That's everybody. Rabbi Shimon omer, ashim ochen min ha'otza achon abir. The ashirim can also eat from the otza. We'll see. Rabbi's going to explain all of this. He's going to quote the whole Tosefta and explain it. Misha yeshu peres achalek, anyone who has fruit, divide mechalkim ganim. This is all Mishnah also in Shvias. The Shasabir is now here. Then you have to do the following. It sounds like it's not the actual beer. It's what you do in anticipation of the beer. Beer is coming now. It's Ata the beer. Now you give out everybody to eat as much as possible because soon enough you're not going to be able to have it. So now it's Kemat Shasabir. You give your neighbors because whatever's not going to get eaten is going to end up having to go out to the animals and to the people outside. So you get your neighbors, get your friends, chaparayin, everyone's going to eat a little bit, yodav, your good acquaintances, motzi, and then after that you take it, umaniach pesach beiso, this is the right that beer is hefker, you put it on the entrance of your house, but achenu beisisvel, kum shitzerach ito yavvita. Available for all, for the taking. Then, v'chose umachnis toch beiso, v'och v'och at shashiachu. Now, a lot of things in this Tosefta. Now the Ramban explains. What did the Ramban really focus on? Why did he bring this? Because his main idea was how he started. What did he want you to know? Beer does not mean what? Destroying. What does it mean? Hefker. So that's why he brought all this. But he's going to explain it. Okay? But the Aslam Takans Midrim, but Midraban, they did a number of things. Barishona. Are you based in Osin Otsa b'chol ir v'ir? Mitchias v'tzias ha'peres, when the first fruit are beginning to come out, are you not going to know some b'yad m'vi'ayin? People were bringing them, they would take it away, u'machnis n'osin otsa l'otsa. Shiyabu z'man l'kitas ko osu amin, gathering, kigon shabat z'man shal katsir v'esa batzirigia, v'esin sochin poyalim, u'botzvim, u'mozkin, v'logtim ko osin amin, v'dorchim mozkin v'gas, v'sabad, k'deach shashanim, like every year. Now, it doesn't say you do anything different. Before we said that they end up not the gas, they use an areva. But don't forget, here using a gas. Well, it's not for individuals, it's for the Beis Din, it's for everybody. Venosim otsa shalem, the ewa perisim chenosim, it's a Beis Din, here it is. Einam tzvichin bir acher. There's no new beer needed for the fruit that's under the otsa Beis Din. Shekfar mevorin hem abayis. They're ready before, they're by Beis Din. And therefore, the echad aniyim, the echad ashirim, mutar mu'achar abir, u'kab mehen mi'ad beis, mu'achlan. Everybody would agree to that. Even once beis din has it, it can go to everybody. The kol zu ha'takana v'torach shel beis din. Why is beis din doing all this? What are they mixing in? Let people just help themselves, right? The way the Torah originally envisioned it is what? It's all that people just go in and come into the people's fields and take what they want. Why did they set up a system with Beis Din to do it in a more, the intervening and Beis Din taking it all? Because Nechshad. What's going to be? Shelo yavu la'akfam. Either he'll hold on to it. Olas et ben schor. Those people are going to take, they're going to end up holding on to it. Or the boner will. And they'll do, or they'll do schor with it. Ukshein oats of the ear, if there's no oats are based in the city, then velo based in the Paris Bial Hamalakido summon a hefker, and who got the Paris then? No hefker, but the individual guy who wants to help himself to Paris. Now is gonna come Shasabir. What now Hutzach Ramina Bais Bashasabir? Umafkiram al Pesach Beso Ochin Bochin and then take Ochin Bochin and everyone can eat after this. So that's where beer would be relevant for the Yachid. That's a Beis Din. Vizuhi, Shvius shehoseres b'mina b'mashu l'biyuk muskam sechs nedarim. In other words, m'neshi yesh leheter b'biyur mibeisa. If you're not going to do the biyur, then it becomes us if it goes into a tarovis. That is a drabana. U'matzasina. Rashi, he thinks the Lashon Rashi, which he doesn't understand. Tosis also m'sachem asked in Rashi. Matzasi Lashon Rashi, shekas m'sachem m'sachem zel bi'uram, shemafkirim b'makam drisas ragi adam behem. Rashi says that you mafkir it where the animals are going to step on it. People and animals. Ulei chashav rav shetzach sheyafkirim gam l'chay behem al kainan l'achol yoni amecha v'u behem tocha v'chay shem yatzach. No, it has to be, the hefker has to be a hefker that's available to people and the animals. But that's too much. Hifli, it's overdoing it. Mikom makom, so that maybe you don't need that. But mikom makom einim nesarim b'chil klal. They're not us b'chil, like the Rambam says. Ufeshana b'tosefta. Shebir shvius kibir ma'aser sheni. We equate it to bir ma'aser sheni. Lo shei b'hem chil b'isr achila. Now, v'harava b'moshe, that's the Rambam. V'habi min hachachamim. And others, that's like a survived, to some extent. Svurin, shebir oser l'garmi u'tu'inim sreifa. Oh, mefazim zol ruach matoliyam. The beer like beer chametz that comes beer, it has to be destroyed either Rabbi either sreifa or some other means. The eino king question is bayer, but here's the thing: if you didn't comply with the dine beer, which was what I hold to be mafkir to take it outside, then something happens. Im ikvin bebeisel achar beer kedel achlan, you kept it by you in order to eat it. Asumim ba'achil gamri. Becomes us and not the derisa. Vizui shvius yosef benos in tam lachabir she'en lamatirin. In other words, the Torah talks about if it gets mixed in another mixture, so it's going to make an iser even if there's a lot more in it, in the mixture. That's the one the Dharma that he's referring to. The efsher she iser sem devreimu. And then he says even further than that, maybe even more than that. Ulai, possibly. It's possible that even the din beer itself is not midraisa. It's all asmachta. The whole din beer is only drabana, possibly. And with all this, I understand a number of things. It talks about three different vegetables that are pickled together. The din is each min has to be following whether that thing is available in a particular region. Now, what happens if you have three different vegetables that now are pickled together and one gives time to the other? Now, if one of them is still in the field and two are not, do you go by each individual thing, or do you say now since everything is like kilu knows in time of the other, so now, like, you know, maybe as long as the other one is still in the field? So that's the whole discussion that creates. The Chayim Mishnah Shosh versus the Shvius, so different regions. Different areas called that area of Olibavel you can't eat, but you can't work it. So what does that mean? You can be eating it after beer. What do you see? He killed b'achilach beer. Why? Because the iser achilach beer is the rabbanim. V'uska b'Yushalmi, that's the Yushalmi that says the following story. Chad Banash, it's a guy of a chashal shvitsa. He was a chashal shvitsa. Amrei, say, Abkin chalasa, take off chala. Amrei, ha'hu gaba, you, this guy, chashal shvitsa, you don't care about shvitsa. But Amrei, Abkin chala, tell me, take off chala. You're not makbe shvitsa. Why are you makbe the chala? Amrei, chala dvar Torah. Shvitsa, drapeh, gamil chaverav. Chala is the raisa. Shvitsa is the gamil chaverav. They're making an issue about shvitsa. Also, Reka, that empty guy, he was chashud to hold on to the pear shvius and eat it after beer. So what did he say? That issa to eat after beer is drabana. V'amar, she issa achilas teva min ha-Torah. V'abir, v'issa achilas pear shvius achabir min ha-gamlir v'chaverav. That's assuming that not only is the issa eating after beer drabanan, but even the whole beer is drabanan. Or, shabir min ha-Torah. So that's the Rabban is hedging on that. Whether beer itself is Rabbanan or beer is the Raisa, but the Yisra Achila is for sure Rabban. But V'lo Yechoshe Yishal Shelo Yoche Yisri Torah. L'maisa, the Kemish Yisqir Cham Dvarav near Shem Emes. It just, okay, it's not, he was still a Chosh Dal Shvius, but his point was correct. It's only Rabbanan. He should have been Makon at Rabban. The Rabban takes for granted that's against the Rambam, that the whole Indian is Rabban. Another possibility. He holds like the Shita Rabbi, the Shini was Medabish, said Rabbana Pishach Shachar Derais. Maybe the whole thing is because he was Shemitah's Rabbana. But really, the Din Biur and the Isser could be Derais. Okay, so what we got from these Rabbans today, I think hopefully is a little bit of a lay of the land of some of the Nyanim that are very intricate with Shvius. The Inyan of Biur that we saw right now, but meanwhile, Otsa Basin was mentioned, which becomes its own Inyan, which, as we know, that became a big thing today. The Chazon Ish was very much in support of it, but it never was done in a very efficient way. But now, hopefully, it's going to create a new game changer for future times, that it's really, people see that the cost is a fraction of anything else because there's no markup. And it's going to be mamish, like, they're going to the yeshivas for nothing. Everyone has protocols. It's halachas, how you eat it. You can't waste. You can't just put in any garbage or anything else. So there's mashkichim that give you what you're going to be in a mirror. You'll see it. But that's the chalukah that goes every week for, peros. But that's through the system. It's amazing. But that was alluded to in the Ramban with the Tosefta. And then back in the Inyan of Shamor, the Ramban made it clear Shamor is not Asur Achila be'etzem midaraisa, but there's an Issa Drabana and a boycotting that comes from Shamor. That's the issues of giving, buying from Amaretz and so on. And what else did we see? A little bit about the Inyan of Hefker, right? The Ramban mentions the Chiv deraisa, that you have to make it available for others. So that we'll see a bit more about tomorrow, the Inyan of the Hefker of the Peir Shvius. And then a little bit on the Shemitah's Ksafim and Puzbo at the end of the week. We'll get to that. Okay.